How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Soul cravings, and what does this have to do with parenting?
Welcome to Mamas in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
All right, welcome ladies back to the show. If you are not familiar with who I am, I'm Heather Chauvin, your host. I guess people call me a soul-based and women's leadership coach. Really, I'm just a mother, a human being who's had some pretty shitty lemonade thrown my way and decided to do something about it. There's two things that I talk about on this podcast. It's about understanding and connecting with your children and getting them the right tools and support that they need, but also understanding how parenting is a growth opportunity, an opportunity for personal development and living the life that we actually want to live. Sometimes it sounds cliche of living the life your soul craves, but today I want to talk to you about something, soul cravings, which I've talked about before on the podcast, and why, what this has to do with parenting. So as I'm recording this, I am sitting in my hotel room in Hawaii. I am by myself. I traveled around the world, not around the world, about 12-hour flight yesterday, and arrived this morning. There's a 6-hour time difference, and I woke up to the ocean in the background. Now, I resisted actually recording this podcast because I remember what it was like when I would listen to people traveling the world and doing what they love. And I'd be like, screw you, fuck you, I hate you. But there was always something in that that I admired. And that's what I want you to hold on to. It's not about the view. It's not about the luxury because to be honest, I'm still sitting here going, I miss home, you know, and waking up with anxiety, doing what I need to do to maintain it, to manage it, you know, bringing my essential oils and doing some yoga in the room and making sure that my belly is full with healthy food. And, you know, I'm about to go down and go for a run and get in the water and do all of these crazy things. But I want to talk about soul cravings. I'm actually here for a conference. I'm not going to tell you what the conference is. That's a big secret, but I'm sure you will figure out sooner or later. It's a learning conference. It's taking my evolution as a coach to the next level. But it's taken me a long time to actually give myself permission to attend this event. You know, saying I want to be here and doing these things is something that my soul has been craving for a really, really long time. And I can always make up excuses if it's not the right time or we don't have the money or the kids and this and that and everything. And, you know, oh, my kids need me for this. And it was funny actually leaving. I was saying to my husband, I'm feeling myself getting overwhelmed. And he's like, why? You know, I got to plan this and I got to do that and I got to make sure that this food's in the house and I got to make sure that. And he looked at me and he's like, why do you think I'm incapable? And we go through this process every time I leave. And I don't leave very often, but when I do, I feel like everything needs to be taken care of. And I can see this sense of wonder and ease in his eyes of like, yay, she's gone. I can have some control now, right? As women, we tend to be so controlling and believing that only we can take care of our children. And sometimes we hold the belief that our husbands or our partners are incapable. And to each their own, they actually might be. But how did you get into parenting, right? You were handed this child and said, good luck. We have to give everybody an equal opportunity to grow and to be. And it's the same with our spouses. It's the same with our partners. It's the same when we hire a babysitter or a nanny or a childcare provider or an in-law. So soul cravings. It's taken me a lot of personal mental preparation to give myself permission to get here. And I'm not looking for feedback and hurrah from anybody. I'm saying this because this has been 10 years in the making. 10 years in the making. And it's been a calling of mine and a desire of mine to be here, to learning this information, to give myself permission to do this. And the guilt that shows up is just the ego trying to keep you safe. Just it. That's it. So as I'm sitting here going, this is so easy. This is so easy. This is so beautiful. This is so amazing. The reality is, guys, that life is supposed to be beautiful and easy and amazing. And in the moment when you are finding yourself getting anxious, overwhelmed, burnt out, frustrated, fatigued, asking yourself, what is the story you are telling yourself, and is it true? That's my love note for you today. What is the story you are telling yourself of why you can't have what you want? It can be in a relationship with your child. It could be taking the next step in your work, in your relationships. What is it? What is it that your soul is craving that you are not giving yourself permission to do? So even though we're left with the discomfort, maybe there is some guilt, some overwhelm, whatever that is, taking the action that you need to take to manage and feel in control of your big emotions, that is where the magic happens. So I'm signing off today because I'm going to get my bikini on and I'm going to walk on that beach and I'm going to love life and I'm going to go buy myself some new sunglasses because I forgot mine. And just know that you are not alone. And that every other human being that you pass by is struggling with some fight, some courage. And a gentle smile, a gentle you are not alone, can go a long way. If you've received any ounce of inspiration from this episode or any other episodes of the Mom is in Control podcast, please share it with just one friend. That's it. Know that you can make a difference in the lives of someone else and their children. Thank you, Mama. And also, if there's anything you want to let me know, anything that's transformed in your life, I am here to support you. I am here to listen. I am your teacher. I am your guide. Please send me a private email at heather@heatherchauvin.com. And I look forward to reading your story and learning about your journey. And we will chat soon.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you and I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway. And then send me a private message that says, giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.